This is VOA News. Dear folks, I'm Marissa Melton. Things are moving along. That's the word from U.S. President Donald Trump today after meeting with heads of some of the nation's biggest retailers on their coronavirus response. He spoke to reporters in the Rose Garden. Some of the other things he said were that he'd released new guidelines on Monday on coronavirus testing and reopening businesses. He declared all parts of the country are either in good shape, getting better, or in all cases getting better. The White House is unveiling what it describes as a comprehensive overview of its efforts to make enough tests for COVID-19 available so states can sample at least 2.6% of their population each month. Trump said testing is not going to be a problem at all. He added there's a hunger for getting our country back. The president said his blueprint will guide states as to how they can dramatically increase their testing and contact tracing. He said other nations are calling to find out what the administration is doing on testing. Mr. Trump also made some statements on China at today's briefing. He said China could have stopped the coronavirus before it swept the globe, and that his administration is conducting, in his words, serious investigations into what happened. He said that we are not happy with China. We believe it could have been stopped at the source. It could have been stopped quickly and wouldn't have spread all over the world. Those are words from the president today at the White House coronavirus briefing. The leaders of the U.S. states of Colorado, Mississippi, Montana, and Tennessee allowed some businesses to resume operations Monday after periods of shutdown due to the coronavirus pandemic. They joined Georgia, Oklahoma, Alaska, and South Carolina in the push to put people back to work and allow residents to get back to some semblance of their pre-coronavirus lives. Health experts are warning against reopening too early. Many state governors have said they will keep their measures in place. VOA News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has endorsed former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination. In a pre-recorded video statement released early Monday, she described Biden as the personification of hope and courage. She cited his experience with helping to pass health care reform and the bank bailout of 2009 to argue that he is well positioned to lead the country amid a global pandemic. Pelosi had chosen to stay neutral during the Democratic primary process, repeatedly cautioning the party to keep its eye on the ultimate prize of defeating Republican President Donald Trump in November. All of Biden's rivals in the party have suspended their campaigns or endorsed him, making his coronation as the Democratic nominee this summer a near certainty. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights is urging the world's governments to respect human rights during the COVID-19 pandemic. Michelle Bachelet said in a statement Monday that human rights should not be violated under the guise of exceptional or emergency measures. Bachelet said emergency powers should be used to cope effectively with the pandemic, nothing more, nothing less. And in her words, should not be a weapon governments can wield to quash dissent, control the population, even perpetrate their time in power. The High Commissioner's office has issued new policy guidance on the emergency measures because, she said, there have been numerous reports from different regions that police and other security forces have been using excessive and at times lethal force to make people abide by lockdowns and curfews. Almost all the countries in the world are under some kind of restrictive lockdown in an effort to halt the spread of the coronavirus. Nearly 3 million people around the world have been infected. That's according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. More than 206,000 people have died. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was one of those who recovered from coronavirus. He returned to work on Monday and said it was too early to relax Britain's restrictions. Johnson spoke outside his Downing Street office. He said while he understands the impatience and anxiety people feel, relaxing restrictions right now would risk what he called a new wave of death and disease that would further harm the economy. He said, I refuse to throw away all the effort and the sacrifice of the British people and to risk a second major outbreak and huge loss of life and the overwhelming of the NHS. He said he was referring to Britain's National Health Service. Johnson was the first world leader to contract COVID-19. He spent several days in an intensive care unit fighting the disease and then recovered for a few more days at home. Afghanistan civilians continue to die in high numbers, more than 500 in the first quarter of 2020. That's according to a United Nations report released Monday. Marissa Melton, VOA News.